Black feminism is a term with very deep associations. It does not have the same definition as a feminist or a white feminist, keeping in mind that what black women have faced in the United States does not compare to other races. The black feminist thought is different because it has a plethora of underlying meaning and definitions that take into account the role of a black woman within the past century. From slaves to mammies to the N-word, black women have suffered the most oppression in compared to white women and white men, and even black men, oppressed by society, racism, violence, family, politics, politics of sex, and much more. Black women have the enough credential for the black feminist thought. During my research, the black feminist thought and what the black feminism really is, I studied representations of black female sexuality in the cultural marketplace, black feminism going viral online, social media as a tool for black feminists, the different types of oppression that black women face, and the sexual politics of black womanhood. Taking a look into the media, the black feminist thought has been a trending topic for the past couple of years, from essays to poems to books to protests to the media, which has become a very powerful tool for all black feminists. The media has given a new voice to unheard black women. I would like to use Beyoncé as an example, whom is a multi-Grammy winner and an iconic R&B artist. Beyoncé has publicly declared herself as a black feminist, which has drawn a lot of attention to the feminist thought. This is my shit. Feminist. Bow down, bitches. Bow down, bitches. Bow down, bitches.
The person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of sex. We teach girls to shrink themselves, make themselves smaller. We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much. You should aim to be successful. Feminist, a person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
Beyoncé is just one of the thousands of black women voices and empowering feminist role models. That expert was of Nigerian author Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's TEDx talk entitled Why We Should All Be Feminists, which can be heard on Flawless and, as the song also plays, Bow Down. In relation to all of the oppressions that black feminist women face, the majority consists of the image that black women perpetuate when it comes to different aspects in society. For example, a black woman's image when it comes to sex is rarely talked about because of the violence and sex that black women have encountered has deprived them from the comfortability of sex. Although it is expressed that there is no comfortability, black women are still sexually objectified by others and especially in the media today. In my opinion, black feminism has a very deep meaning, and in order for it to be understood completely, one must research and gain knowledge of all the motives and passion black feminists have today. All in all, black feminism is a rising movement that just keeps growing within the media.